Alrighty, you are listening to KHUM, and joining me on the phone is Sarah from the Arcata Playhouse. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am interested to hear about this play because it sounds like a crazy monster mashup.
It is totally a crazy monster mashup.
So opening tonight is Scouts Honor, the Whichever Scouts versus the Energy Monster at the Arcata Playhouse.
That's correct. I'm directing the show, and it's the fourth year that we've put on a panto. It's a style of theater that comes from a British tradition. And it's something that we get together with a group of people and write starting around August, September.
What does panto mean?
It's an original show. Panto, it's short for pantomime, and it's a family-friendly comedy. There are certain ingredients that make it a panto. For example, there's always a lead like a comedic female character played by a man, and there's always the lead male romantic interest is played by a woman, and then there's always a sidekick, and this year we've got Woofy the dog played by James Peck,
and then Woofy. Also, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm a dog lover, can you tell?
Squirrels. Oh yay.
And I know one of the squirrels.
Yeah, we've got two young people who are squirrels, Vela and Hala, who actually performed last year in last year's panto. And they're just naturally hilarious.
They are, and it's full of all kinds of cool local music.
Yes, we have songs written by Tim Randalls and Jeff Kelly, and we have a live band which includes Marla Joy, and the drummer is Charlie. I'm forgetting his last name at the moment.
It's okay. Everybody knows Charlie the drummer. We'll be fine.
Okay, Charlie's the drummer. Thank you.
So we
have original songs. There's the Blue Lake Choir. So there's also local music that we always build into the show two guest artist slots. So we have this whole story happening, this comedy, this romp. And then in the first act, we have a guest artist who performs, and in the second act, so it's a different person every day.
Cool. It sounds madcap, I guess, is the best word I can come up with.
I think that's the only one.
Ludicrous maybe, but madcap sounds right.
Definitely all of that.
And for the whole family, which I love that there is great local theater that is appropriate to bring kids to.
Yeah, this is that's another feature of the panto style, is that our goal when we're writing it is to make jokes that will appeal to the adults and be funny for the kids. So it's lots of energy for the kids. There's a lot of call and response. The sort of traditional image of a villain sneaking up behind the good guys, and so the audience can all shout,
"Watch out!
Behind you!
Watch out!
They're behind you! Watch out!"
What fun. So it opens tonight,
mm-hmm.
and your show times are at 7:30, which I think is also kind of family friendly.
Yeah, and it's running, it's definitely a two-hour show with all the guests and all the songs, but it starts at 7:30, and we go Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, and a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
This week
and
only?
And next week next week we have two more shows, but it's only Friday and Saturday.
Cool. Well, I think this, I mean, how often do we get to see not just local performers and hear local music, but see a locally written show that's for the whole, it's just, what fun.
It is a lot of fun. And I think, too, that's another feature of this performing. It is truly community coming together. We have in the cast an HSU professor. We have an eighth grade teacher from Trinity Valley Elementary. We have seasoned performers like David Powell and James Peck and myself. So there are, it's just a really, I would say it's comedy that is deeply heartfelt. And you'll walk away with hopefully warm fuzzies.
I like warm and fuzzies. Give us the setup for the plot. Just the setup. Little intrigue.
Okay. The Whichever Scouts are out hiking in the Arcata Forest when they come upon some polluted water. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we discover that, in fact, there is an evil businessman who is creating a creature with hopes that it will generate electricity for the region.
Wow, but is this timely?
That's what happens when you write a show every year. You just can't help it. There's a lot to comment on.
Wow. All right, so Arcata Playhouse, how do people get their tickets?
They can go to arcataplayhouse.com or Brown Paper Tickets, or you can also buy them at Wildberries.
Cool. Well, I hope you have full houses and laughing audiences every single performance. This sounds wonderful.
Thank you so much, Amy.
We've been corresponding for days trying to set up this interview, so I'm like, it is Scouts Honor, the Whichever Scouts versus the Energy Monster opening tonight with all kinds of great local music. Sarah, is there anything we forgot to talk about?
Not that I can think of. I'm just really looking forward to watching it all unfold with the audience tonight.
This is going to be fun. And in honor of it, I found some music from one of your collaborators. This is great local stuff from Jeff Kelly.
Jeff Kelly.
And Keeping Belief in Love, you're listening to K-Hum. Thank you, Sarah.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.